Senator Peters. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, great to be with you. Thank you.
So looking back a bit, last month, Michigan Tech gave a risks analysis report to the state that looked at the effects of a potential rupture on the pipeline. So starting off, what was your reaction to that report?
Well, I think the report confirmed what we already knew, that if there was a pipeline break in Straits of Mackinac, it would be absolutely catastrophic. Other reports have shown that if you look at the Great Lakes Basin, there's no question that the absolute worst place for an oil spill is in the Straits of Mackinac. And the impact to the lakes that provide drinking water for 40 million people, can provide recreational opportunities, and think of one of our main tourist attractions in Michigan, Mackinac Island there, there's no question it would be catastrophic.
And several alternatives to Line 5 have been proposed, including building an underground tunnel for the pipeline, and that idea is supported by Governor Snyder. What are your thoughts on that plan and the other proposed alternatives to Line 5?
Well, it's part of what will be talked about during the hearing. You know, certainly that's one idea that will be explored. I think many folks believe we simply should not have a pipeline up there at all. The risks are too great. Those are the types of questions that we will explore during the hearing.
And now the state is expected to make a decision on Line 5 in the fall. Obviously, this hearing will sort of tackle some of those issues. But as it stands right now, what would you like that decision to be? Are you leaning any particular way?
Well, certainly I believe that the pipeline should not be there. We need to find alternatives. We have got to look at alternatives. We understand, though, that there are other challenges. We have to make sure the propane, for example, can still be provided to the residents in the Upper Peninsula. There are some studies regarding that. We'll be talking about those during the hearing as well. So we need to think it through. But I also believe that this pipeline just presents an unacceptable risk that we have to deal with as it stands right now.
And the hearing you're hosting on Monday, it has several panels with reps from the National Wildlife Federation, the American Petroleum Institute, a bunch of others. But can you just tell us a little bit about that event and what is it you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, we will do a deep discussion into the factors surrounding the operation of this pipeline and whether or not we can effectively mitigate potential disaster. So it's a pretty high-powered panel. I've got Mr. Elliott, Administrator Elliott, who actually heads up the Pipelines and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. They are the federal agency that oversees oil pipelines across the country. He's in charge. He'll be there. I have Admiral Noonan, who is the commander of the 9th District from the United States Coast Guard. Should there be a disaster in the Straits, it would be the Coast Guard that would oversee and coordinate the response. I've got folks from NOAA. We have Senior Vice President of Operations from Enbridge, the company that's actually operating this pipeline, in addition to some other industry folks, and also a representative of business, Larry Bell, the founder and owner of Bell's Brewery, will be there to talk about how a pipeline break in the Great Lakes would be devastating to businesses in Michigan.
And I know this will be a big sort of topic at that panel specifically, but if you were to grade sort of the preparedness of the state, such state and federal programs, based on what we now know about the potential risks of Line 5, how would you grade that preparedness?
Well, I don't think they're very prepared at all. In fact, I think you look at this recent incident where we had an anchor strike that damaged cables and then dented the pipeline in the Straits. So the fact that we could not get a visual inspection of the damage for over 2 weeks is simply unacceptable. To have a pipeline that is struck by an anchor and not be able to get a visual inspection to make sure that it is indeed safe for that period of time really puts the lakes at an unacceptable risk. And that's going to be a topic that we will definitely be talking about. Not to mention that the Straits are covered in thick ice during a good portion of the year, as we know, and we do not have proper techniques to clean up an oil spill underneath thick ice. And I think what will also come out during the hearing is that from a scientific perspective, and we'll hear folks from NOAA talk about this, is that we have a fairly good idea of how to clean up oil spills in salt water, and primarily because of unique conditions of salt water, including microorganisms that actually break down the oil. Those things don't exist in fresh water. We really do not have the kind of scientific expertise to know how we clean up a spill in fresh water. So this is an important topic, not just for the Straits of Mackinac and the Great Lakes, but all of the freshwater bodies all across the country that could be exposed to a oil spill, either from a pipeline or from a rail car or from a semi-truck. We have to do a better job of understanding how we clean up these accidents.
That meeting that we've been talking about is going to be Monday, August 20th at 10 a.m. at the Denos Museum Center in downtown Traverse City. Senator Gary Peters, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, great to be with you. Thank you.